Let's go to Deanne in Seattle, and she's calling about her mom, who's concerned about support for a leaky gut. Hi there. Is this Deanne?
Hey, it is. And it's good to talk to you again. You've
likewise.
Been a big help to me, and now I'm hoping we can do the same for my mother.
Well, that sounds great. Okay. Well, how old is your mom?
She's 88.
Okay.
And has always been in great health.
Oh, good, good.
Great
good.
Health.
And how much does she weigh?
She weighs about 125, 130.
Okay. You know, the funny thing with the intestine, the most important thing, you want to make sure that she can digest her food. And see,
yeah, I have her on your HCL and all that. She
good.
Was kind of reluctant to take it. But, you know, I mean, she's kind of stubborn, and
yeah.
I take it with me. I remember what you said, if you don't have it with you, you don't eat.
That's
well,
it.
I'm exactly the same way.
Well,
but
see.
She says, well, it's a nuisance. I'll take it when I get home. But now ooh. She's becoming more of a believer.
Yeah, well, it's so powerful. We've all been duped into this cooked food routine
mm-hmm.
when we were engineered for raw food, and that little study in Medical Hypothesis 1998, you know, it suggests, or at least it implies from the logic, that the act of cooked food costs us a third of our lifespan.
Yes, I
wow.
told her that. Uh-huh.
Wow. And, I mean, you know, that's just stunning to think about.
It's horrifying.
But also to realize that when a little dog eats rotting meat that would make us deathly ill, he's perfectly okay. Why is that? He's got plenty of HCL.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, you just take a little page from nature, and of course, they built a radio transmitter to study stomach acid way back in the 70s, and they'd have people swallow this, and they found that if by age 65, you had about 23% of the HCL, you had at 18. At
mm-hmm.
75, you had 0 to 10%. So at 88, your mom is out to lunch. So
yes.
that's
oh,
the
absolutely.
Most important single thing she can do. Now, if it's not done, whatever things are in the food can get carte blanche to the whole body.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I look to have the healthiest intestines is to make sure, number one, we're digesting the food well. So not just the HCL detox kit at the end of the meal, but, of course, the Quantum Digest. And
yeah, I've got her on that, too.
Good. And I'd make sure she gets two of those at
uh-huh.
the start of the meal. So there's plenty of... And now, for the intestine itself, I would add something called galactin. Galactin is arabinogalactin. And what I love about this guy is that it metabolizes, it ferments to butyrate, which is the prime food for the intestinal lining.
Uh-huh.
So nothing can support the strength and health and integrity of the lining like something that delivers its primary food. And the second guy that's important to the integrity...
Now, how many of the galactin?
Well, at her body weight, I would guess 2 tablespoons. She could mix that in a drink and have it in the morning at breakfast.
Okay.
And then I would try to get her on some bioflavonoids. Like,
now, we take a really good sea, a really good live sea.
Okay.
That has a lot of bioflavonoids. Should she take them in addition?
Well, let me ask now, is that a tablet, a capsule?
It's a capsule, yeah.
Okay.
Other than your products, it's probably the best I've ever found.
Okay. Well, my only concern will be the content of the bioflavonoids. If we're concerned about the health of the intestine, sometimes the sources of these may have so much citric acid that
okay.
it can irritate the intestine. I would suggest you consider either multi-pollen and just see what happens with it, maybe 2 per meal, and
okay.
see if she likes the effect of that. There's something
okay.
stronger that's for the skin inside and outside the body, and that, of course, is propolis, and it has about 500 bioflavonoids. The
okay, now, would either or be better
yes,
or both?
Yes, either or.
Okay.
Either or. Probably
and
propolis being the strongest.
Propolis being
yeah,
the strongest?
The strongest, and
okay.
probably about 2 per meal.
Okay.
Okay. And if she's doing these things, you can also make sure she has a healthy bacteria in the gut by probiotic complex. And for the intestine, she would have to swallow 2, okay? Not chew them, because
okay.
chew liberates the upper GI. You're targeting the large intestine. You want to swallow 2 of those, maybe after breakfast.
Only after breakfast?
She can do it twice a day. in case she got some bad food when she ate out or something.
Okay.
But if this does not bring her back to track, then I really think you need a QRA practitioner, because
okay.
you're going to need somebody to test and make sure everything is okay in that intestine. Okay,
okay.
Dan?
Okay.
Glad that we were able to help you. Sure,
well,
hope this helps
so
your
much.
Mom.
Once again, for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.